You're listening to SBS News.
Health officials in Pakistan say there has been an outbreak of waterborne diseases in areas devastated by the recent floods. In Sindh, in 24 hours, 90,000 displaced people were affected.
Yes, there are issues like gastroenteritis, diarrhea and dengue. We have already started using anti-dengue spray across the province, and we are taking serious action against those who are not doing their duty. We transferred approximately $100,000 to each district for the equipment to be used on anti-dengue spray.
That was Nasir Hussain Shah, the Sindh Minister for Local Government. Kheypur Hospital doctor Kamran Ali says children are dying.
We are receiving sick children in a critical condition, suffering from dehydration and high-grade fever. Because they are reaching here via broken roads and flood waters in the area, there is a lack of transportation. After all this, once these children arrive here, they are already in critical conditions. We are also receiving dead children here. It was a big effort for us to stabilize the sick children.
Authorities say the overall death toll reached 1,481 on the 14th of September. The monsoon rains have swept away entire villages, bridges and roads, leaving hundreds of thousands homeless. At one point, a third of the country's territory was inundated with water. Pakistan's prime minister has promised the country's homeless that the government will ensure they are paid to rebuild and return to their lives. But one displaced woman, Ruksana Bibi, says help is needed now.
The government are only giving us cooked rice. My children are sick with fever and a cough. We are staying here in this makeshift shelter. We need food.
Thousands of pregnant women are among the 33 million people affected by flooding. Shad Bibi had no choice but to give birth in a tent.
I gave birth to her here in this tent. There was no facility at that time. We don't have clean drinking water. We lost our house in flooding. I need food to feed my baby.
With winter just weeks away, 500,000 people are living in camps after being displaced by the floods that destroyed 1.7 million homes. The UN Children's Agency says more than 3 million children are in need of humanitarian assistance. Several countries, including the United States, have sent about 90 plane loads of aid. And more help is on the way. Julian Harnells is the United Nations resident coordinator in Pakistan. He says an appeal for $160 million has been made to member states.
There was a flash appeal, which was launched together with the government of Pakistan, where the initial request was for $160 million. A flash appeal is a quick way to recognise that there is an issue, make a very quick estimate on what's needed, and put a dollar amount to that. It is not the ultimate evaluation of the need. It is simply to get things going for the humanitarian organisations to start working.
Mr. Harnells has confirmed member states have so far committed $150 million.
At the moment, we have, out of 160 million, we have indications that member states will finance $150 million. We're now following up to make sure that that quickly translates into agreements with international NGOs, national NGOs and UN agencies so that we can quickly convert that into assistance for the people.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited Pakistan. He's told the UN General Assembly in New York the global response to the floods is still not enough.
I've just returned from Pakistan, where I looked through a window into the future, a future of permanent and ubiquitous climate chaos on an unimaginable scale, devastating loss of life, enormous human suffering, and massive damage to infrastructure and livelihoods. It is simply heartbreaking. No picture can convey the scope of this catastrophe. The flooded area is three times the size of my entire country, Portugal. And what is happening in Pakistan demonstrates the sheer inadequacy of the global response to the climate crisis and the betrayal and injustice at the heart of it.
He says the time for action on climate change is now.
So my message to world leaders gathering here is clear. Lower the temperature now. Don't flood the world today. Don't drown it tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, the General Assembly is meeting at a time of great peril.
At next week's 77th UN General Assembly, the Secretary General is expected to focus on climate change and the impact it's having on the most vulnerable people around the world, as well as geopolitical divisions and human rights. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.